Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, mental health touches every aspect of our lives, yet conversations around it can still feel daunting. Mental Health Matters are calling on individuals and groups across Ireland to create compelling poster designs that champion mental health awareness for World Mental Health Day 2025. The lady behind it is Barbara Brennan, and she joins me in studio now. Barbara, you're very welcome.
Thanks so much for having me in again.
Remind people about your organisation and the work you do.
So I started Mental Health Matters last year, and I look at mental health policy, procedures, lots of workplace wellbeing things in relation to mental health and employment law, training and development, but particularly just awareness. So if you've ever heard of the Green Ribbon campaign, that was a campaign that I used to lead for 5 years, and I was a big part of Sea Change for 15 years, and that was just prior to starting my business. So I have found out I'm an accidental activist in the meantime, so I do a lot of campaign work outside of Mental Health Matters or alongside, and I use it as a platform just to reach more people basically.
You have regularly been on the show. It'll be coming up to our anniversary. We met at Bloom many years ago, my first year presenting this show. We sat in a garden and talked about mental health and your own personal story. So people can go back. All of our podcasts are there, logged at newstalk.com, because it's well worth listening to Barbara's story. And you came last year about the poster campaign, but I've asked you back because at that point the submissions were closed. So you are looking for creativity to help spread your message once again.
Absolutely. So I think for me, when I was younger, nobody talked about it. And I'm always looking for different ways to engage with people. So I had this idea last year of, you know, when I was younger, there was like Texco Art Competition, but it was one of those, your poster is going to be a national resource and won't that be amazing? And it's a really big prize. But it was the idea of other people seeing something that I had created. And I said, you know, wouldn't it be amazing if somebody did that for mental health? And of course, this is where the activist in me comes out and says, well, you're somebody, you should do it. So last year I set up this poster competition, and like that, I wanted it to be inclusive. So I didn't want it to be one category and a small age group or a small percentage of people. So I decided to put it in a number of different categories so that anybody from anywhere, any background, can engage with it, and that all voices are represented. So the idea really is that we create five new posters for World Mental Health Day, and that they will become then public assets that anybody across the world actually can download and use, but particularly in Ireland. And we'll be sharing that with our partners, who'll be sharing it across their websites as well. And Unpost also made all the winning designs into postcards last year, which they've promised they're going to do again this year, which is just phenomenal.
That is amazing. And you were blown away by the response last year, weren't you?
I really was. And I think as well, there's so many organisations, you know, if I think about community, because I work in the workplace space, there's so many in that space looking at it. But I had communities of all different kinds. You know, it was parents coming together saying, well, we want to do something and show our kids how to have conversations. It was kids at school saying, I really want to do this. This is important. And that actually really blew me away, because their understanding of mental health was amazing. But there's also people in disability communities or from Black and ethnic minority groups, and other areas, that people felt, actually, my voice is heard here. I can be part of this. I belong in this conversation. And that was what was really important for me, to hear that, and for people to hear it, that they could hear themselves reflected in this. So so for me, this is a progression of something, and it's trying to get people involved to know that this is everybody's campaign. It's free to enter. Unpost have sponsored the free post again, so there's no cost from barriers perspective for people to send in their physical copies, or if they want to send a digital copy, they can. When we have the launch event in September, that's also going to be free to attend. It's going to be free to get the posters if you're a workplace or a school or an individual that wants to use them. So everything about this is about getting engagement, that people can use it as a tool to have a different conversation about mental health.
And how important is that? Because it really struck me, you've been on your own mental health journey, which led to all of this work. And you said when you were a kid, nobody talked about it. So what difference? Because people will say, oh, it's a poster. Yes, it's a lovely endeavour. But what difference will it truly make? But I know you can answer that.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. When I talk about this, what I don't say to people is, actually, I am looking to save lives here. I want people to start asking for help, to start having conversations way, way, way earlier than they think they need to, so that they never get to the point of feeling so depressed and so alone that they start feeling suicidal or they start having those really difficult thoughts. And it's the point of, actually, no matter where you are on your journey, there is always help. And also, if we start practicing and we start putting nice things in, we can understand that mental health can be a nice thing to talk about and we can have loads of tools. So this is, it's a reminder that there are different elements to our mental health. It's a reminder that talking is important. It's a reminder of our social connection and our contact. It's a reminder that we're part of something bigger than us. So there's so many different elements for me. And also the fact that people can look across all the categories and see that this is everybody's conversation. This is not just aimed at one particular group. I want everybody to get involved because we all have mental health and we've all experienced difficulty and we all need to understand the supports that are there and what we can do for our own mental health.
And that's so important. I've become really conscious lately that we work in a crisis model with all of our healthcare, that we wait until something goes wrong and then we seek help. And yes, that's you know, part of the picture. But it's that piece of minding ourselves every day so it doesn't get to that point and the importance of that. And that's very much what this speaks to. So let's encourage people then to apply. So who should and what tips do you have? Do you need to be of kind of, you know, world artist status?
Absolutely not. So there's a couple of things here. The first is that there's five categories. So the categories are workplace, schools, universities, people with disabilities and community. Now, I'd like to clarify, when I say workplace, it's workplace or of working age. So if you say, well, actually, I don't fall into that category, but I'm interested in things to do with work, or I'm that age group and that's what I'd like to go into, or schools or university, if you're not going to school or you're not going to university, if you're of that age group, you can apply in that category. So the idea again here is we want to be inclusive. If anybody has any questions or they're not sure, they can reach out to us on the website, Mental Health Matters. And you can get us at info@mentalhealthmatters.ie if you have any questions at all about the campaign.
But any tips then, because this is a poster, so you want it to kind of be eye-catching and you want the messaging to be simple in the same way, you know, a billboard or a poster you see walking into a community hall
exactly.
Is.
So we don't want loads and loads of text. At different sizes, you couldn't read the text. And also, if you just glanced at it, you couldn't read the text. There was far too much in it. So it's not that we want to sanitize anything, but it's the idea of having a final piece that when other people look at it without an explanation, they'll understand that this poster is asking people to have a conversation about mental health. And I think that's the thing. If you don't know what it is without an explanation, then it's not quite hitting the mark.
So submissions opened at the start of this month. They're open until June 27th. Yeah. I'm really conscious of saying about your story and where you would have been to where you are now.
I suppose for those listening who don't know me or who don't know my background, I mentioned that I work in mental health and I ran Sea Change, but I am an activist for a reason, and it's because I'm a suicide survivor. So as you know, my story involves a very long experience of severe and complex mental illness, 12 years in and out of hospital, not in school, not in college, didn't work, all of that stuff. So the stories that we're afraid of is part of the story of my history. And I think the reason that I want to do this is to show people that people can and do get better. And not only that, but we can go on and have amazing lives too. And I think that's part of why I am so adamant that I won't give up on things like this, because it's reminding people that we have to keep doing it. We have to keep having conversations.
Well, you are phenomenal and amazing and doing incredible work at all levels. But this is so important. As you said, this is an every person conversation. You don't have to be struggling right now. We all have mental health and we should all be part of this conversation. So consider picking up a pack of markers, a pencil, a paintbrush and entering this poster competition. You will find out more at mentalhealthmatters.ie. Barbara Brennan, thank you so much for coming on. And if you are struggling in mental health or you're worried about someone who is, you can call the Samaritans 24/7. Their number is 116123.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.